So there are some that are yet coming on, and I hope that they'll understand what it means to be on time, praise God, especially when it comes to the Lord's work and duties, praise God, because timing and time is very important, praise the Lord. So our first speaker tonight that we're going to have to come up is Chaplain Erica. Erica, are you in the house?
Yes, sir. I'm here, sir.
I want you to sound like you're ready. You ready?
I'm ready. Yes, sir.
Ready for the Lord to use you. Oh, my Lord. I'm just so elated of what God is doing for all of us in the body of Christ to help us all in these critical times in which we live. So without further ado, we're going to give you Chaplain Erica Fulbright. Is right, and she's bright. Praise God. Chaplain Erica.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Praise the Lord.
Bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah. We in revival, fall revival. Hallelujah.
Yeah, yes,
I'm excited.
Yes.
I'm excited about what the Lord is going to say. The Lord's been dealing with me.
Bless
I'm
you,
sure that the Lord's been dealing with all of you. And I'm just going to hit it hard, as Bishop said.
Give it your best. Praise God.
Amen. Well, I'm just coming. First, I want to just say that God is really dealing with us in these end times. And in the last few days, I want you to hear my heart of where the Lord has led me to.
Yes.
And
yes.
I'm reading from a familiar passage that we pretty much all know. And it's about the parable of the servants. And I'm reading out of Matthew chapter 25. I'm going to start from verse 14 through 30. I'm reading out the NLT version, the New Living Translation. And it reads as follows. Again, the kingdom of heaven can be illustrated by the story of a man going on a long trip. He called together his servants and entrusted his money to them while he was gone. He gave five bags of silver to one, two bags of silver to another, and one bag of silver to the last, dividing it proportional to their abilities. He then left on his trip. The servant who received the five bags of silver began to invest the money and earned five more. The servant with two bags of silver also went to work and earned two more. But the servant who received the one bag of silver dug a hole in the ground and hid the master's money. After a long time, their master returned from his trip and called them to give an account of how they used the money. The servant to whom he had entrusted the five bags of silver came forward with five more and said, "Master, you gave me five bags of silver to invest, and I've earned five more." The master was full of praise. "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in handling this small amount, so now I will give you more responsibilities. Come, let's celebrate together." The servant who received the two bags of silver came forward and said, "Master, you gave me two bags of silver to invest, and I have earned two more." The master said, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in handling this small amount, so I will give you more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together." Then the servant with one bag of silver came and said, "Master, I knew you were a harsh man, harvesting crops you didn't plant and gathering crops you didn't cultivate. I was afraid I would lose your money, so I hid it in the earth. Look, here is your money back." But the master replied, "You wicked and lazy servant. If you knew I harvested crops I didn't plant and gather crops I didn't cultivate, why didn't you deposit my money in the bank? At least I would have gotten some interest on it." Then he ordered, "Take the money from the servant and give it to the one with the 10 bags of silver. To those who use well that they are given, even more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who do nothing, even what little they have will be taken away. Now throw this useful servant into outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Amen.
Excuse me for interrupting. Before you get started, let us put our phones on mute because we're hearing some background noises until the speakers each come up, and then we open up the line. But put it on mute so we won't get the feedback, please. Excuse me for interrupting you.
Amen. No, no problem. Thank you so much. So, amen. So for many of us, we know this familiar passage, but I wanted to examine this passage closely because I believe it's very relevant for the times that we're living in today. The Lord was speaking to me personally in these last few days on this passage on the importance of being a good steward over the gifts God has given me. So for the sake of this message is entitled Mandated to Multiply. Amen. So the title of this message is Mandated to Multiply. Amen. So the master had an understanding of the level of blessing his servants could handle. The Bible tells us in Romans 12:3, he gives every man a level of faith. For grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. God gives everyone a measure of faith. He knows what we can handle. He knows the blessings we can handle. He knows the assignments and responsibilities we can handle. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And this, I received this word for myself. God is so good. He knows everything about us. And I'm so glad the Lord knows me. He knows what I can handle. God knows that if I were to receive a whole lot of money, I would probably mess it up. I'm being transparent. I would probably mess it up. I'm the type of person that if I came into a good amount of money, I would be in the middle of Houston summer with a tiara and a fur coat on. Hallelujah.
Bless you.
But I say that, but I'm really being real. Because, and it's not to be boastful or show and tell, but I would want everyone to know what God has done for me, that God has blessed me. God has increased me. I remember talking to my husband about wealth, and someone had on the news had won the Mega Lotto. And he made the comment to me, says, well, if I won the lotto, I wouldn't tell anyone. No one would know. I would go into hiding. And we kind of laughed about that. And I said, yeah, I hear that. But, you know, you wouldn't want, you know, your loved ones to know. And for me, I would want everyone to know. But God knows what we can handle. So I thank God, because had I been blessed with that amount of money, I would probably squander it away on the things that God told me not to do. Hallelujah. God knows what we can handle.
God gives us a measure.
Hallelujah. God has measured us like a garment. He's our tailor. He's our seamstress. God measured us for what we can wear. He keeps us covered. He keeps our garment, the correct garment for us, custom made for us. He knows where we can fit. If it don't fit us and we can't measure it, God doesn't give it to us. He's a skilled tailor. Hallelujah. God knows your measurement. He knows what you can handle. God knew you before you were even in your mother's womb. Hallelujah. God says, hallelujah. Ah, God, he says, I know you even before you were in your mother's womb.
Bless you.
I knew you. I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. And that's in Jeremiah 1:5. But even Jeremiah said, Lord, I don't know how to speak. I'm too young. I don't know how to do this. But God knows. God knew Jeremiah. God says, no, don't say you're too young. You speak what I tell you to speak. Hallelujah. And that's many of us. We're not good stewards over the gifts that God gives us because, you know, sometimes we don't understand what we're called to do. We don't understand the calling on our life. We are fearful. God knows what you can handle. You were mandated to multiply. Hallelujah.
That's right.
The Bible says that the master left on a long journey, which is an indicator that the servants were allotted a plenty of enough time to get it right, to get that money together, to be a good steward over the blessing that the master left them. They had time, plenty of time to do something with it. It's not too big for me. It's not too small for me. God is a God that's a tailor, a skilled tailor. He custom made that garment for you. He custom made that blessing for you. He says, it's not too big. It's not too small for you. You can handle it, Jeremiah. You can handle it, Erica. You can handle it, Herschel. It's for you. Mm-hmm. I gave that to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have been mandated to multiply. Hallelujah. You have been mandated to increase. You have been mandated to expand and not to play it safe. You're mandated to multiply your faith and increase your territory. Hallelujah. God did not design you to play it safe or to be fearful of lack, fearful of people, fearful of rejection, fearful of losing things. The man with the one talent, he was fearful. He said, Lord, oh, master, I was fearful that I would lose your money, so I hid it in the earth. How many of us are hiding the giftings that God gives us in the earth? How many of us are holding on the word of God, hallelujah, under a bushel when God says you are mandated to multiply? I created you to multiply. Let me revive you tonight. Woman of God, man of God, you are mandated to multiply. God says increase. God says from the foundations of the earth, I knew you. I knew you. You were not created to sit on your gifts and your anointings. Sitting on your gifts and anointing is like a gerbil running on a wheel. It's like a dog chasing its tail. My God, I have a chihuahua. Hallelujah. My chihuahua throughout the day runs around in the middle of my living room and does donuts chasing her own tail. She's chasing after something like a rabbit on a wheel because she doesn't know God. It's attached to her. A dog chases their own tail because they don't even know that that belongs to them. We don't even know that that blessing, that anointing belongs to us. Hallelujah, God. It belongs to us, but we're chasing after money. We're chasing after titles. We're chasing after things that don't even belong to us. God gave you the anointing. God gave it to you. You were created to multiply. If when you know who you are, hallelujah, you can, hallelujah, increase in the anointing that God has given you. Hallelujah, like the man with the five talents, he increased it. He knew who he was. He did a return on investment. He was mandated to multiply. Hallelujah. He knew what to do with it. Hallelujah. He didn't waste the time that his master went away. He used the time wisely. If you go to Matthew 25, if you go a little bit up of the scriptures, if you read all of Matthew 25, it will bless you, people of God. It will bless you. It also talks about the five foolish virgins and the five wise virgins. Hallelujah. See, there were some wise virgins. Hallelujah. God, I thank you. They were ready. Hallelujah, God. They were ready. They were ready for the bridegroom to come when the wedding started. They were ready. Hallelujah. They had their oils and their lamps ready to go. They knew who they were. They know who they are. They were ready. They weren't scrambling trying to find oil. But see, the foolish virgins, they were scrambling. They were asking the wise virgins, can I have some of your oil? Can I have some? Can I buy some? Well, you know, the wise virgin said, I'm sorry. I can't give you my oil. I need my oil. in this season, I need my oil. Hallelujah. You're going to need your oil. You're going to need your oil for this season. And there's no difference between the two versions, the wise and the foolish.
That's
the
true.
Only difference is they were prepared. The wise ones were prepared. The foolish ones, they weren't prepared. They squandered their time.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. They slept. They didn't use the time wisely. They weren't a good steward over their time. Hallelujah. The first charge that God gave man, he gave Adam to be fruitful and multiply and subdue the earth. God never said be fruitful and maintain.
Yes.
Pray and say, God never said be fruitful, hallelujah, and do that. He said to multiply. God, I thank you, God. Hallelujah. God charged us to multiply. We have a mandate to multiply. You have a mandate to multiply. You were mandated to multiply. I will submit to you to obey God and trust God with the charge. We must first seek the kingdom of God and its righteousness, that all these things will be added unto us. See, listen, we don't have to worry about stuff. If we just, hallelujah, seek God and his righteousness, all these things will be added unto us. Hallelujah. Why? Because we were mandated to multiply.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Only God can do that, saints. When God, hallelujah, when we seek his righteousness, all these things are added unto us. Only God, hallelujah, can take five loaves of bread and multiply to feed 5,000, not including women and children. Only God can do that. Take nothing and make it
into
something. Hallelujah. He multiplied that bread. He multiplied those fish. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm reminded when Elijah met the widow of Zarephath, she said to him, all I have is a little oil for me and my son so we can die.
Mm.
But the Lord God multiplied the little oil that was in her. Hallelujah, and multiply the oil. Hallelujah. Her vest never went empty. Hallelujah. It sustained her. It was everything that she needed. It carried her. She went away. I thank you. Elijah told her, hallelujah, even God, she had food every day. Every day God provided. Hallelujah. God could take nothing and make it into something. Hallelujah. We're talking about the God that created all of the universe, all of the heavens, all of the earth. He planted every planet into the universe strategically. He planted the firmament, hallelujah, from the waters. He did that. Hallelujah. He created you and I. God can do that. God can take nothing and multiply it. Hallelujah,
Jesus. That's right.
Hey, God, I thank you. And today, God, hallelujah, we got this thing. I was talking to my daughter when she was in grade school, and we had a fight and a tussle when she was in grade school with that basic math. There's a thing called new math for the teachers that's on the line. There's a basic math and there's a new math. Basic math refers to the fundamental arithmetic operations like addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division. It focuses on steps, the steps of, hallelujah, of mathematics. But this new math, it's called conceptual math. It's a new math where it's new steps. Hey, God, it's new steps that are added, hallelujah, that they have to do in order to get the same answer. But the thing about the new math is so many additional steps, it's room for error, hallelujah. It calls room for error. So instead of four basic steps, it adds on eight steps, hallelujah, basic math. So when these kids, they develop this because they recognize that kids are having a hard time following the basic math. They said, let's try something new. Let's try something different. Maybe it'll work. But over time, educators have found the new math, hallelujah, is more, hallelujah, confusing than basic math, the basic formula, the basic foundation, the steps. Hallelujah. They found that when we go back to the old landmark, it's more beneficial. Hallelujah. God, we'll come to the same answer. But when you got the new math, you got so many errors. See, that's how we are. That's how man is. We got our own ideas. There's a way that seems right to man, but it only leads to destruction. There's a way. There's a path. Hallelujah. The path is narrow. The narrow path. But the wide path, hallelujah, it only leads to destruction. Hallelujah. So with that, let me tell you in this passage of scripture, how can we be good stewards over the giftings that God has given us? And I'm going to give you five good steps. Hallelujah.
First step is
we have to use God's time wisely. The scripture said after a long time, their master returned from his trip. Hallelujah, to give an account. They had enough time. Hallelujah. We have to use the time wisely. Hallelujah. They didn't use the time. Some of them didn't use the time that they had wisely. Hallelujah. They sat on it when they could have multiplied even the more. Hallelujah. Second step is we got to walk in faith and not fear. The man with the one talent said, Master, I was afraid, so I hid your talent in a bushel. How many of us are afraid, so we hold our giftings because we are afraid and fearful? Well, I don't want to do this. I don't want to get this house. I don't believe God for this ministry. I'm afraid if I get off this job, I'm not going to get another job. God says, I've advanced you to multiply. I've advanced you. Hallelujah. It's your time to move on. Third step, we got to boldly proclaim Jesus Christ in our lives. The man with the talent said, Lord, I hid your talent in the earth. My God, we have to boldly, God help us, to proclaim Jesus in our lives. We can't hide his talent in the earth. We have to proclaim, God, you are good. God, you are my Savior. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. You are God. You can do all things. God, God mandated me to multiply. Fourth, hallelujah, knowing who God truly is by developing a deeper relationship with God. The man with the talent said, Master, I knew you were a harsh man. The devil is a lie. The Lord, hallelujah, is gentle. Hallelujah. He is slow to anger. Hallelujah. But when you know God, hallelujah, God, you know God. Hallelujah. The man with the one talent, he became fearful. He wavered because he didn't know God. He thought God was a harsh man. He thought his master was a harsh man. How you gonna tell your God who he is? He created you, man. He created you. He knew you when you were in your mother's womb. He knew you. How you gonna tell your creator who he is? Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. You got to know him. Hallelujah. And last, you got to operate in the giftings that God measured you for. Hey,
that's right.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
To those, hallelujah, God. Oh, God, he says, to those who use these giftings well, they are given, even more will be given, and they will have abundance. But those who do nothing, even the little that they have will be taken away. Ah, God. God. The little, God. We're asking and begging God for more, 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 but we're not even doing what God has even given us. We can't even handle the stuff that God has given us. Hallelujah. Hey, we got to be better stewards over what God has given us. So in closing, hallelujah, oh Lord God, know that you are mandated to multiply. You are mandated to be a blessing. Hallelujah. That's with your time, that's with your talents. Hallelujah. Everything that God has given you. Hallelujah. But if you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things will be added unto you. So be encouraged. Hallelujah. I pray this revive you tonight, that you are mandated to multiply on tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. Chaplain Erica, you mentioned about five steps. Were you able to give them or did you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The fifth step was to know develop a relationship with God. And that is to.
What was that again?
To operate. I'm sorry. The fifth one is to operate in the gifts that God has measured you for. That's the fifth step.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. That was wonderful. And we'll talk on that later on. At this time. Praise God.